From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, new fracking may be coming to Mexico. It could be both dangerous and expensive, so will anyone invest?
But first, there is just 1 week to go until Election Day, the midterm elections. It is still unclear which party will control the Senate after all is said and done, although many recent polls show Republican candidates gaining momentum in races around the country. Let's check in now with Mark Murray, senior political editor for NBC News. He's with us from Washington. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, and going into this final week, if you were a candidate running for office anywhere in the country, would you rather be a Republican or a Democrat?
I would rather be a Republican right now, but it's not a sure thing. I mean, one analogy that I've had almost is if this is a game of Texas Hold'em poker where the Republicans are holding a pair of jacks and the Democrats are holding a pair of sevens. Normally, the side who's holding the pair of jacks would win. The math shows that that's the stronger hand, but it doesn't always end up winning, and that pair of sevens could end up being a winning hand if the flop is just right for Democrats on Election Day. So smart money on Republicans, but this isn't a sure thing at all.
Well, and it really does come down to so many tight races around the country and what happens with those. And let's go through a few of them, starting with a very close race in Iowa, where Bruce Braley is the Democratic nominee. He's running against Joni Ernst. Let's listen to some of the ads that they've put up in the last days of the campaign here, starting with this ad from Joni Ernst.
Threats like ISIS remind us there's good and evil in this world. Knowing the difference and being willing to do something about it is what makes America who we are. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message.
All right, and here is the ad from Bruce Braley.
We need to eliminate tax breaks for companies that outsource our jobs and cut taxes for companies that hire American workers. Huge corporations don't need a senator, you do. I'm Bruce Braley, and I approve this message.
So an economic message there from Braley and a foreign policy message from Ernst. What do you make of what's going on in that race?
Jeremy, I'm really glad that you ended up playing those ads because they do crystallize the messages that we're seeing from both Democrats and Republicans right now. Republicans, they want to nationalize these elections, and that's why you're seeing Joni Ernst talk about ISIS, talking about foreign affairs. Bruce Braley, on the other hand, wanted to localize things. He's talking about what's best for Iowa and Iowans, and that is the dynamic that we are seeing. But this is my favorite race of the entire cycle. I think that come poll closing time, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on the East Coast or wherever you are, if whoever you end up seeing that's in winning this contest, I think gives the best indication of who's going to have a successful election night. Our most NBC Marist poll had Joni Ernst with a 3-point lead over Bruce Braley in this contest, 49% to 46% margin of error. And kind of it does typify everything that we were talking about. Republicans have a little bit of an advantage, but they have not been able to put it away just yet.
Well, what about in Colorado, where Democratic Senator Mark Udall is running against the Republican Cory Gardner, and Gardner is a bit ahead in the recent polls. Let's listen to a clip from a debate earlier this month, a bunch of yes or no questions.
Mr. Udall, did you support Colorado's ban on same-sex marriage?
This was a ballot initiative a number of years ago?
Yes.
No.
And Mr. Gardner?
To the ballot initiative, yes.
Mr. Gardner, do you support the death penalty?
Yes.
And Mr. Udall?
No.
Okay, so you've got some differences there, but what's that race coming down to?
Oh, big differences, but also a lot of the social issues. Jeremy, you ended up hearing talk about the death penalty, talk about abortion, contraception have been huge issues in this race. Our most recent NBC Marist poll had Gardner with a 1-point advantage. And so in a lot of ways, this is very similar to Iowa. This is Republicans trying to win in a blue or purple state, ones that Barack Obama won in both 2008 and 2012. And I do think that Colorado gives us the best look at 2016 in the presidential election 2 years from now. And here's why. Republicans have had such a bad problem in Colorado. They haven't won the state really dating back to 2004. And if they can't win in this environment with the candidates that they think are the best that they could have, Cory Gardner on the Senate slate, Bob Beaupre on the governor's slate, you have to think Republicans are going to be in really tough position in winning Colorado's electoral votes in 2016. On the other hand, if they are able to make gains in Colorado, this election election season. That gives the Republican presidential nominee, whoever that is, some confidence that all of a sudden Colorado, which has been trending Democratic in past elections, might be able to still go for Republicans in 2016. So when we're looking about the state that has the biggest 2016 implications, Colorado's the one.
Okay, well, let's stay with 2014 for one more minute here, Mark, in Georgia, which has a fascinating race. We were down there recently looking at this race and talking to people in Georgia, but this is between Michelle Nunn, the Democrat, and the Republican David Perdue. Neither of them have held elective office before, but what's going on in that race? Because that's one where the Democrat might win.
Yeah, you look at all the totality of all the races over the past 2 or 3 months, and they have moved slightly or sometimes heavily in the Republicans' direction. But Georgia is the outlier there. Georgia is a state where the Democrat Michelle Nunn is either leading or tied in the most recent surveys we've seen in the state. One thing seems to be hurting the Republican David Perdue, and that is the Democrats' outsourcing message that David Perdue is an outsourcer. A lot of your listeners might not know this, but Georgia has the nation's highest unemployment rate. It's 7.9%.
Right.
It's 2 full percentage points higher than the national average. And that makes a outsourcing message when you're a Democrat saying that your Republican opponent's an outsourcer. That makes it incredibly potent. And that's one of the reasons why Michelle Nunn is holding on, even in this state that Democrats have not been able to win in presidential contests for a while.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed in this season, wherever I have been watching ads on TV, is that the candidates don't want to associate themselves with a party. Sometimes you can't even tell whether they are a Democrat or Republican. They'll say, I'm the independent choice. Have you seen that? And what do you think that says?
I think it says that both parties are very unpopular. But polls that I've seen show the Republican Party is way upside down in favorability ratings. The Democrats, maybe not as severe, but certainly not in a popular shape. And when you do poll, one of the most popular attributes for a candidate to have is as an outsider, somebody who isn't associated with politics as usual. Americans are really frustrated at the political system right now, Jeremy. And the candidate who might be able to say, look, everything is broken and here's how to fix it, that's a powerful message. And we didn't talk about this Senate race, but the one in Kansas is interesting for that very reason. You have an independent candidate, Greg Orman, who's running and saying, not only do I disagree with my Republican opponent, Senator Pat Roberts, I disagree with President Obama and Harry Reid. Both sides are at fault, and it's time to start fixing things. Now, that's much easier said than done, but you can see why Orman is either tied or ahead in the polls with that kind of message when Americans are so frustrated at the political system right now.
Well, you may end up with a lot of independents in the Senate.
We could. And so, you know, we already have two, Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont. You have Angus King, the independent from Maine, both caucus with Democrats. Could you end up with Greg Orman in Kansas? Another independent, Larry Pressler, is running in South Dakota. And whoever is the Senate majority leader come next year, whether it's Harry Reid, if Democrats hold on, or if it's Mitch McConnell, if Republicans end up winning the Senate, these independents, along with a lot of the centrists, are going to be kingmakers, because when you need 60 votes for legislation, or sometimes even 51 if you change the rules here or there, that these independents, the centrists, they do matter, and they're going to be the ones that get to cut a lot of deals.
Mark Murray, senior political editor for NBC News, joining us from Washington with just 1 week left to go until the midterm elections. Mark, thank you.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you.